From our files of odd New York stories, we bring you to Jackson Heights, Queens, where a small group of families straddles two school districts. This means, among other things, that their kids bounce back and forth across district lines several times, all before middle school. WNYC's Yasmin Khan reports the families are using this summer to get the district lines fixed.
They call it the Lost Peninsula.
We're going to walk, and you're going to see what exactly is District 30 and what is District 24.
And it's going to be a short walk.
It's going to be a very short walk.
Katie Musselwhite Goldsmith lives in this two-square-block area of Jackson Heights. She loves raising her three young children here. Her family lives in one of the historic co-op buildings on a street shaded by trees.
Lovely little neighborhood.
This is really pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
These people have a yard.
Yeah, there are yards in Jackson Heights, believe it or not.
Years ago, her block was part of School District 30, then was carved out of that district and absorbed into neighboring District 24. Nobody quite understands why, but there is a rumor.
That in the 60s, there was a politician who lived in Roosevelt Terrace, which is my co-op, and he wanted his children to go to PS 89, so he had these co-ops kind of etched out so that his
And here's where it gets a little confusing. Even though she lives in District 24 now, her children are zoned to a nearby District 30 school for kindergarten through second grade, then to PS 89, a District 24 school for third through fifth grade, then District 30 again for middle school. She and a group of about 15 other families affected by this back and forth want a change.
After we cross Roosevelt, we enter a new neighborhood, and I think it's considered Elmhurst.
We walk over to PS 89, where her children would transfer for third through fifth grades. To get there, you have to cross Roosevelt Avenue, a busy roadway with a 7 train overhead. Musselwhite Goldsmith and other parents say this doesn't make sense geographically. Plus, their children have to leave the rest of their classmates to join another elementary school. Then they have to cross district lines again for middle school.
It's unusual and it's disruptive for the families that are subject to it.
Isaac Carmignani is a parent leader in District 30 who's trying to help get the district lines changed so parents like Musselwhite Goldsmith can be part of his district again. And District 24 is on board.
If the parents are happy with it, we're happy with it.
That's Nick Komayani, a parent leader in District 24. He has a great relationship with District 30 leader Carmignani. Yes, people have been known to confuse their Italian names.
So we're kind of family, and it would be real easy for Nick and Isaac to go have coffee and handshake and it's done, right?
Nope. The two districts have to put forward a proposal to the city's Department of Education and then ultimately get approval from a voting board in the city called the Panel for Educational Policy. They think. Musselwhite Goldsmith says in a school system this size, it's all a bit unclear.
It seems like it should be pretty straightforward, but it's been a big email game of like, whose responsibility is it? Whose responsibility is it?
One thing she does know, a change would have to happen this calendar year. State law says district lines can only change once a decade, and 2014's the time. Musselwhite Goldsmith says city education officials know about the issue and haven't objected to the change, nor have they expressed outright support for it either. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.